Now, with the way that this is starting to play out, you know, for a while it looked like it was being hyped, of course, for a while. Will there be riots? Won't there be riots? What are the police going to do? There's these reports about out of the Department of Justice that they were trying to kind of whip up the situation. And, you know, what I find is that in talking to people in person and people that don't really watch the, you know, watch the elite-controlled media, a lot of people, they care, but they don't care because they realize that the racial discussion, you know, of course, there's still, I mean, racism is rampant in America, but the end result of it, the people and the way that they interact with each other in their life, they still try to, for the most part, avoid that. And, you know, it's this wedge that keeps getting, you know, driven between people.
Could I weigh in
here? That's true. Left to ourselves, left to our own devices, a lot of people would just learn to get along with the people around them. But it has me concerned because you look at Yugoslavia. Yugoslavia had a lot of races that were living in tension, but they were living peacefully. And when Yugoslavia broke up, I mean, you had several genocides occur. The Serbians against the Muslims, you know, they just went all out and just became literal demons in trying to genocide the Muslims that were living in Yugoslavia. It can get really nasty really quick. And unfortunately, people that are decent, when they get into those kind of situations, a lot of time people just go with the flow. You know, they go, okay, well, this is my race, this is my group, and they just go along with the flow instead of taking the moral high ground and saying, hey, this is wrong. These are people, and I'm not going to they're people like me. They're people that I grew up with. They're my friends. I'm not going to go and genocide them. But unfortunately, historically speaking, most people don't have the moral fiber, they don't have the backbone to stand up and say, hey, I'm going to be a good person. I'm not going to go along with this. They allow themselves to be manipulated. And that's what these elite have been doing with us for many centuries, is manipulating us, manipulating us on many different levels. They've got a total mind control, trauma-based mind control that I've written about that they use on their own people, and now are taking this trauma-based total mind control and extending it out to the population in general. But they also just use the media just to distort things and control us, just using common garden variety, I guess you could say.
Right. It's very subtle in different ways, and there's levels to it. We were supposed to have Vinnie Eastwood and MC Ma'at on in the second hour, but they're with us now, and yeah. You know, both of them are kind of nodding along, you know, with pretty much everything you say on video here. Vinnie had some burning thoughts he wanted to go ahead and inject on this topic.
Yeah, this topic's quite interesting because if you talk about this as a white guy, you know, and the racism issue, you get demonized and you get called a racist, which I think is actually quite funny. You know, white people can't talk about black people, men can't talk about women, sick people can't talk about medicine, laymen can't talk about law, the poor can't talk about business, and so on and so forth. And all this is just a mechanism to keep people fighting with each other so the super elite billionaires can get away with exterminating us and making off with all the fracking money and power, you know. And what's more offensive to you? One African-American child being murdered and highly publicized, or Planned Parenthood deliberately exterminating 80 million babies and keeping it out of the news? You know, Margaret Sanger, who's the founder of Planned Parenthood, is like quoted as saying, oh, we don't want the Negroes to realize that we're exterminating them. Okay. And at this exact same time, you've got all these liquor stores and gun shops that are literally being put around in every single black neighborhood. And it's just basically trying to destroy African-Americans' culture and ability to even survive in the first place. And in the so much, in fact, that now, in the 513 days since Trayvon has been killed, and the verdict, 11,106 African Americans have been murdered by other African Americans, and I get accused of being racist for putting that up as a statistic, right? Literally, if you use statistics, you're now racist. It is the new lynch rope. Oh my God, the white man's using statistics.
Well, you know, the statistics are the ultimate point of fact that really cannot be argued with. It can be explained or it can be, you know, discussed, but it cannot be argued with at that point. And that's the reason that, you know, the division over it exists. You know, Fritz, like I said, one of the things I really want to cover today is a little more of the wordplay we were talking about earlier, because, you know, you were so spot on with what you were saying, and a lot of people are really having trouble. You know, we get a lot of messages at Illuminati Exposed asking, you know, hey, I'm new to this. Can you explain the Illuminati to me? Can you explain, you know, what's the deal with the Masons and what's the deal with, you know, all these secret societies? And you know, you were right on with the wordplay, because people think that the Illuminati is one big, large conspiracy and it's, you know, one big card-carrying society. It's not necessarily that, but the bloodline is your membership to a degree.